know. Is D considered hot?
Not at all.
I know she's not considered, but like...
D's a good-looking lady.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But she's also a fucking hot goddamn mess.
And she's also, like, not... She's not, like... She's like
skinny.
She's like Sigourney Weaver. She's not unbelievably attractive. She's just realistically attractive.
Is what's his bucket's wife actually... Do you think she's a 10? I don't think she's a 10.
Who?
The actual chick in that show.
I don't know that chick. That's all Trevor.
Oh, I haven't watched
it. I just tried watching an episode of it, and I didn't like it. I like John LaJoie, but the show wasn't.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who sings.
Oh, Taco?
Yeah.
I just know that show wasn't funny. And that's all. Wait, we were talking about what the hell is that show called? I have to stay right on the microphone like this or it doesn't pick me up at all.
God, if only you still had a gooseneck for that thing.
You're like making out.
There's a reason I'm using this microphone and letting you use my good one.
You got any big thick books?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, buddy.
You look like you have autism the way you're like.
I can't.
Where?
No, because then you got to go into my bedroom and I don't want you to go into my bedroom and see all my
masturbation. I'm just going to rub my wiener on you. I mean, on your bed.
I was going to say, is your cum everywhere?
Kind of. It's my bedroom.
Ew. Do you have anything?
I made it. I didn't bring my black light, so I'll never know.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hey!
And Mimsy.
Hey!
Who was going to come on last week, but her life is too cool and important and she has too much going on.
I had to single-handedly plan a birthday party for Ben's mother, so...
You sound super fun about it.
It was just chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
I had to make like 5 different food things and I was rushing to do it and...
Organizing anything is a nightmare, so I get it.
Mm-hmm. I even got us plugged in.
So she comes in late and was like completely... Kinda, maybe. Not completely, but she was pretty... She had a few drinks in her. It was a time.
Do you got us plugged in?
I mean, I did.
Did the blue... Oh, I might be fully charged, so maybe the... No, it's not. I don't... Fuck it, man. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Wait.
God damn it.
No, leave it. Don't touch it.
Okay. Does it flash?
Sometimes. Sometimes it flashes, sometimes it just, nope, it's not. It would come back on by now if it was working.
It's wonky.
It says it was charging on the
battery. No. The battery thing is the one next to it. There it goes. Now it's, nope, wait.
Why does this not matter?
It shows plugged in there, but not, because.
Is it showing that it's plugged in on the window? Oh, okay, it's fine. Then you're fine.
It just won't charge. It's fucked.
You need a new battery.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to talk to the guy who sold it to me because he sold me a bill of goods.
I mean, I didn't sell you one with a good battery. I just sold you a computer that worked.
He ripped me off.
Just didn't have a battery.
This son of a bitch.
I made no claims about the battery functionality.
I guess I should have been more specific that probably. I wanted a laptop that wasn't a piece of shit. Meanwhile, that was my mistake.
That's all laptops, though.
Yeah, it's true. They're all pretty fucking awful.
God, our work ones have our HPs and... I just want to throw it. It's such a piece of shit.
Unless you want to spend a lot of money on them.
Well, yeah.
Then you can get a decent one.
But then you might as well just have a damn desktop.
Or what you could do. So there was a guy we knew once who had this brilliant idea for a laptop.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a computer that you carried in your bag.
Yeah.
And you could like have a gaming computer everywhere you went.
Yeah. Are we talking about Kenny?
No.
No.
Our buddy Nick... invented a laptop in, what, like 2006?
Yes. Because he wanted a gaming computer that you could carry, take on the go. And I was like, yeah, they make those there at the time. His Alienware laptops were the shit.
Yeah.
They're like 24.
Are they still pretty good?
No, Dell owns them now. They're kind of junk.
True.
They're not like they were. Now you get like the big Asus and there's a couple other brands.
Yeah, he was very proud of his fucking plan to just, like, have a computer that you could bring with you everywhere, like...
Like a laptop. And he was like, no, but it's different. But it's a laptop. I don't...
Yeah.
Like, you have a couple of choices. Either you're going to carry 60 pounds worth of shit with you.
Yeah.
And still have to plug it in everywhere, or you just get a fucking laptop. I mean, you don't. It's.
I will say Mark came up with the idea for iPods like fucking 6 years before they finally came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like,
ah, oh, Steve Jobs.
What if you could just like have like all this shit saved on a memory card with a touch screen on it? And I'm like, oh. And that actually happened.
You idiot. You're crazy there with those ideas.
I mean, I guess I probably thought something similar.
I mean, who did? I don't
remember because. Yeah. Well, I never thought the touchscreen because nobody did.
He did. I can't. Wow. I'm not fucking kidding. He's like.
It didn't exist.
I know.
Except for like Palm Pilots.
But that was like.
Those were junk.
That was legit.
Oh, like, those were junk. Ugh.
Yeah.
I remember those.
He predicted the touchscreen.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Was that like a power granted unto him from his rap CD crucifix?
Maybe. Maybe this show is too inside baseball.
Maybe
the guy you
probably a little.
Maybe that guy was right. When a third of the people on the microphone right now don't even get the jokes we're throwing at each other.
I'm sorry.
No, it's no, not your fault.
It's not.
It's our fault.
100%.
That's.
I'm just an idiot. I'm just standing here. Okay, I want to talk when it's my turn.
I had a roommate years ago. Who
the one that I know or
no. This was before Reddit people entered my life. This was before Reddit existed.
Yeah.
Ugh, Reddit.
Who had a so they made these CD holders that you could mount on your wall but then clip the CDs into so you could see the fucking the album art.
Yeah.
But he had them put up on his wall in the shape of a cross with rap CDs in them.
Yeah. That was our exact reaction to it.
God damn it.
But there's, I mean, I have video evidence if you'd like
you
to see that
post,
after the.
No, not posting that on the.
Nope.
Okay.
But, cutting that out.
Right.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Anyway.
Did you see that the 1% Productions, who does like all the weird. Concerts through like the waiting room and the slowdown said we won't do rap anymore because of that shitty.
I mean, I wouldn't have said it.
Why not?
Because you could just not do it and then you wouldn't have all the fucking
people.
Yeah, no, who are
1%'s
like,
1%'s an idiot. People are banning them now or like protesting them now because.
Because you could have just not had the rap concerts and then not said anything about it and avoided the bad press.
No one would have known. No one would have known.
Because they barely did any anyway.
I mean, I guess.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying I understand why they're not going to have rap concerts
anymore.
Right,
because they are tired of people getting shot at their concerts.
That part makes sense. The part
then
that,
who fucking cares?
They just don't say anything. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I hate the world that we live in.
This is all
Trevor.
I'm saying.
It's fucking terrible.
If you
should be able to say things like that. It's not fucking racist.
This is what I would do. I would understand.
I'd tell everybody to go eat a dick is what I'd do.
If I was going to have a dress code policy... That was, your skin can't be darker than this. I wouldn't announce it, is all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I just implement it without announcing it.
I mean, it's part of it, though, that it's the waiting room, which is in Benton, which is kind of a...
Terrible.
I mean, it's not the Musette, so the black people aren't going there anyway.
Okay.
The Musette's the one bar in Benton where the like a bunch of black people actually hang out.
Oh, yeah, right. It was like Benson's.
It's where the people from Benson Tower go, I think.
I hate Benson.
Yeah, it sucks. The whole place sucks.
Benson is awful, but now they're turning Little Bohemia into Benson as well.
Little Bohemia?
Yeah.
Where the Bohemian Cafe was. Is it a little Italy-ish area? Where the...
Street numbers, man.
Oh, shit. Donut. Yeah, the donut shop.
Yeah, 13th Street or whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, I figured you were the Bohemian Cafe. It's literally right, like, they're taking that where the old Bohemian Cafe was, and, like, near where Piccolo's kind of was, and it's, like, I mean, there's a Beercade, literally, it's called Beercade 2.0.
Is it owned by the same people?
Yeah, well, no, duh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, they could have just stole the name.
No, it's the same people.
They're doing that with a lot of these, like, Blackstone District is like that now.
Yeah, they're doing Archetype
Coffee. And you know what?
This is...
Goddamn hipsters.
You know what the one common thing about all these places?
What's that?
Nowhere to fucking park.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Blackstone actually is decent on parking. I don't hate parking at Blackstone.
Where?
By the Dundee Bank, there's a giant parking lot.
Mm.
And it's free.
That might have been closed the last time I was up there.
Parking is not horrible in Blackstone.
Because I went up there to eat at Noli's. That place is awful.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a pizza place. Their pizza
it's
was...
It's a little greasy for how...
It's a wood-fired 1,000-degree pizza, and yeah. The crust is all powdery and black.
Yeah.
And tastes like oil.
Yeah.
And it was
okay,
not
that
good.
That is the thing. It is that black... It is the wood-fired thing, but it's oddly oily.
Yeah. It was not good.
So it's like the worst of both worlds?
Yes. It was... Actually, it's pretty reminiscent of that fucking... What's that other place? Like the Spin. Flavorlessness of Lighthouse Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. It was kind of like that when it comes to
so
the lack of
authentic New York pizza.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Lighthouse Pizza is New York pizza, except for they use real cheese instead of fucking slices of Kraft singles. New York pizza is dog shit.
It is. I've had pizza in New York City and I was like, oh, this is.
It's bad.
Okay.
You didn't have Zio's gross. When you were out there?
Zio's is so much better than anything in New York.
I can't even tell you the name of the place. It was some like random place. I was dating someone who was from Philadelphia and we went to New York City. I'm like, there's a pizza place. I have to try a slice of their pizza. And
yeah.
Like that episode of The Office where Michael goes to New York City and gets Sbarro because he wanted a real authentic slice of New York pizza.
I mean, if I was in New York, I'd rather eat at Sbarro. Shit isn't good, man.
No.
That Chicago deep dish pizza.
It's the best.
I fucking hate it.
Really?
Don't like it.
What's
it's
wrong?
It's too
with
much.
No. All right.
It's a lot, but that's the thing. You have one slice and you're fucking done.
It's yeah. One slice is a fucking meal.
I like how it's more cheesy. I'm like, I love calzones.
See, I
for that reason.
I miss Stromboli.
We should.
Stromboli was good.
We should all go down to Lincoln sometime for pizza.
I agree.
Why does Lincoln have so much better food than Omaha?
Lincoln all around is better than Omaha. Yeah. Like, I will...
Their fucking roads are way worse.
Oh, their roads suck. That is true. Their
and their
traffic
housing
does
market
suck.
Sucks.
Does it?
They're expensive.
Are they?
Maybe I just don't understand how expensive Omaha is because I bought this
I
fucking
think that's
gigantic
what it is.
House
it's
for
not that
dirt
bad.
Cheap.
It's not well, that you're, bad, you're but I think part Austin. Of it is you don't know what neighborhoods are... Good or not,
yeah.
You do in Omaha.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Lincoln's the same way, though. It's like, but I feel like there's less, it's pretty.
There's
well,
a lot less
pretty,
crime.
Pretty much out there.
Oh, wow. My God.
Jeez.
This is.
I can't believe
this
you
just
said
went,
that.
Wow.
I
got nothing. anyway, Lincoln is way, way like less crime.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're bar season. Like the downtown Lincoln area is just, they're doing it better.
I mean, they have the best burger place in I've ever had.
Is it the Honest Abe's or whatever?
Yes.
Downtown Lincoln. I brought Kenny down there with me.
Mm-hmm. Was Kenny like dying?
He loved it.
Yeah. They have an actual bike lane. That's actually like an extra lane for bikes.
They have,
we have one of those on Leavenworth.
Right.
And nowhere else.
Yeah, nowhere else.
Ever.
They have really clearly marked, easy to access parking garages and tons of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And what are you talking about? Omaha has tons of parking garages that aren't marked or are just closed all the time because they're just for the businesses.
Or if you pull into it, if you pull into it, it's like, oh, you need a pass to get in here and then there's no way to back out.
Yeah, there's no way to easy access that. Oh. Yeah, sucks.
But they've got like they're giant. They have lights and colorful fucking huge numbers to identify them, so they're easy to remember and easy to find.
They did they have something similar to our Capital District in the Power and Light District, and they were doing it right. Like they set it up well. Now, granted, they have the Husker games that help really fuel that.
Yeah,
but
so Power and Light District. I was there once.
I like it.
We went to the parking garage that goes underground. That thing is terrifying.
Yeah.
It's,
oh,
I mean, it's like
Ubered.
Six stories underground.
Neat.
No, it's.
That's scary.
It's frightening.
What's frightening? That sounds awesome.
I don't know. There's like a claustrophobia about it.
Man.
Not a fan.
I always wanted to move into an abandoned missile silo and turn that into my house. So I'm way into that. That's pretty cool.
I guess. But yeah, otherwise, Power and Light District's kind of neat.
The other thing Lincoln has that is super superior to Omaha is that Children's Museum that you should take Doria's daughter to. It seriously is a million times better.
Never have time to do that.
Anyway, the thing we should really go down to Lincoln for is this place called Paisano's Pizza, which started the whole thing.
Is it deep dish?
No. It's regular ass pizza. I don't know what regular pizza is called. I don't know what style of pizza regular ass pizza is.
Pizza.
But it's fucking good. It's kind of like a fluffier crust, like a Pizza Hut's golden crust or whatever, or pan crust or whatever. The kind of fluffier Pizza Hut crust.
Yum, yum, yum.
Have you ever had Orsi's?
Oh, Orsi's is delicious. And it's very underrated.
It's my favorite place. It's been open 100 years.
I'll go check it out.
It's downtown. There's no eat in. It's just fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your food.
But this place, their pepperoni, they put their specialty pizza is pepperoni and cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the fucking best pizza I've ever had.
Valentino's tried to do that, but Valentino's kind of sucks.
Yeah. But their buffet is awesome. We need to go to Valentino's.
Okay, because they have pudding.
I love it. When I go to Valentino's, this is how this goes. I go for the salad. She goes for the peas. She has a big plate of peas, and I eat my salad. And then I have like a slice of pizza, and then she grabs a taco. She never actually eats a pizza. She never eats the pasta.
I remember when you used to invite me to Valentino's buffet. We used to be friends.
But then you became super introverted and you got your new hour.
Became?
Yeah, right? Yeah, but if you just invited me to Valentino's for lunch, I would fucking... Like, I'm sorry, I got to call into work to go to Valentino's buffet.
I know. Well, that and Spaghetti Works. Those are like... you're the only other person that will go there.
I love Spaghetti Works.
They also have a good salad bar.
I've also only been to the one downtown. It's gross.
That one's a little...
Gross. Well, disgusting.
Yeah, but that's down. The food places downtown suck. That Upstream Brewery is disgusting.
Not all of them.
Okay, Jackson Street Tavern's probably
Mexican place in the Stokes? Passageway. No, in the passageway is good. Trini's.
I've never been in there.
It's pretty legit. There used to be a place down there called Betsy Ledoux's. It was a Cajun place. Oh.
Well, now they have Jazz. Jazz also sucks. But that's where a lot of my... It's called Jazz. It's like a...
Cajun. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That place is kind of cringy, grimy, too.
Yeah, no, it's... The place... Downtown is not...
No,
it's not the
great
place to go anymore.
I don't ever go east of 72nd if I can avoid it.
So. Downtown was cool when you were a teenager. That I'm adult... I like going down there because there's like Homer's and the Antiquarium.
Mm-hmm. But
I like records.
Okay, I was in my 20s the first time I went to the Antiquarium, but I wasn't impressed after hearing so much about it. I'm like, oh, it's like, what if it was Goodwill, but instead of all this normal garbage, it's just books.
I went for the music.
They just throw them all over the floor because nobody gives a shit.
In the basement, there was a music store.
There is this Hawaiian place. It's just a bar that's newer. It's across the street, you know where Plank is? It's a little bit west of there, just across the street. Kind of right by Wheatfields. Anyway,
okay. I know
it's cringy, but it's like almost so novelty. It's fun, but it's like dark. Everything is blacklit or whatever. It's crazy. You should try it. I sold it. I know.
You should go. You should go out in public, Colin.
No, right?
You should do that.
I just don't go to the fucking old market. Cause again, nowhere to fucking park. So why the fuck? Yeah. Why would I?
Oh, God. So I went to...
Oh, sweet. I got to walk 3 miles to go to do something for 10 minutes or pay $3?
So I went to one of the parking lots that it's like you park in a certain stall and you pay at the kiosk. And it's not like the actual garage.
Yeah.
I had a giant ass fine because I wrote my license plate in wrong.
Oh,
everything else matched, but my license plate didn't match, so they gave me like a $70 fine.
Great.
Jesus.
Ben, bless his heart, he called them and argued it, and they're like, forget it, we won't make you pay. But I'm like, oh dear God, never go to those. They'll fuck you over.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I have the app on my phone, the Park Omaha app, which is great because sometimes it just doesn't work because the numbers on the things are wrong.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It's great.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Let me tell you the story of my week. Now that we're 20 minutes in.
The story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. Remember that song, right?
No.
Oh.
Because I never listen to the radio.
Yeah, no.
So how was your week?
So I need a new washer and... Well, I need a new washer, but I'm going to get a new washer and dryer because my dryer is also on the shits. Turns out washers and dryers are fuck expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
No, they're bad.
Like, fuck... Like the shittiest ones you can buy that will fall apart in a week are still $450 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
for an,
Christ.
For one of but the see, units. I feel like $800, $900 for a pair.
You know what you need to do? Find a fucking small appliance. Find an appliance store with a guy who refurbishes that shit. Because you'll pay a quarter of the fucking money and it'll have new parts in it anyway.
Yeah, but then I'll have to pay cash, which is what
no,
I want
you won't.
To avoid.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, they take the Furniture Mart card? They take my NFM card?
Oh, well, okay. Maybe not the NFM card. Maybe just get a normal card.
No, because the NFM card I've never paid interest on in my life.
Well, whatever. Get two cards and flip-flop them.
So it's free.
Yeah.
I feel like the ones that are less electronic-y work better.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, those are fucking... I would never touch one of those. Because you always see people like, oh, yeah, the board. I'll see them for sale on the marketplace. And it'll be like, oh, the board went out. It's only like $800 to replace. And I'm like, that's as much as a washer and dryer. Well, almost as much as a washer and dryer.
Almost as much as a washer and dryer now. So anyway, I'm looking at washers and dryers because I need them. Because going to the laundromat for the rest of my life is not, it's not feasible.
No.
It's expensive.
It's fucking $2 just to run a load of wash, and that's like, not that's even drying.
Right.
$20 every 2 weeks or so.
What you need to do is find somebody who lives in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
And their washers and dryers are usually a lot cheaper.
Mine were a dollar, so like I'd save $1.
Okay.
When I lived in an apartment.
Or you can just find a friend and ask if you can come over and do your laundry.
That's weird.
Yeah, Colin, I'm going to come over to your house once a week. I'm going to start recording over there and do laundry while we record.
So, laundry story.
Yeah.
This is how we know we're old. Got another story about that as well. I was yesterday, Doria texted me. She's like, hey, could you wash the bedding? Okay, that's fine. So I pull all the sheets off, wash those, put them in the dryer, put the comforter in, wash that and leave.
Yeah.
And I come back home and I go to transfer it to the dryer and I'm like, oh, my washing machine is done, but it's filled with water still.
Yeah. That's how mine started.
Oh, okay.
That's.
It's like, well, I'll just turn the spin cycle on again.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really spinning very well, just slowly, but not enough.
Right.
It wasn't ejecting water at all.
Maybe a light twirl.
So I'm like, well, maybe it just needs to warm up.
Yeah.
It has to spin up to speed. It's fine.
That's how it works.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh.
And then I come back down and it's done. And the whole fucking laundry room smells like burnt rubber. I'm like, oh.
Perfect.
Well, I think that's a belt.
Yeah.
So,
that's an easy problem.
Well, here's the thing. I was like, well, where do I get a belt? Because I have a comforter that I need that's completely soaked in soapy water.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And apparently nobody really sells washing machine belts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like looking at it. I'm like, I bet I can find like a generic belt. And I'm looking, Home Depot doesn't sell them. Lowe's doesn't sell them. And Dory's like, what about Ace Hardware? I was like,
Ace Hardware is the
I'll go check out Ace Hardware. I looked online. They had one. They had a bunch of them. I went there. They have a rack of fucking just generic belts. I took my old one, matched it up, put it on. It didn't work. But so
build a
that's how I experience this. That's how you guys get to experience it.
Perfect.
And I'm just like, well, that's fucking dumb. It's like, well, I just fucking ended up pulling the drain out and just dumping the water out.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. And I drained the water out and I ran it again with the hose off and I heard the fucking little pump just moving. So I'm like, I mean, that's working. So I don't know what the fuck was going on there. Maybe it just had too much water in it because it had two rinse cycles and no fucking eject.
Yeah.
And then it started working.
Oh.
I feel like bedding, for whatever reason, is when I've had most of my issues with a washer.
That's because it's fucking heavy.
It's heavy. It blocks stuff.
Yeah.
It everything gets all blue.
Yep.
Comforters are dumb.
So I'm leaving the Furniture Mart. So far, everything's going okay.
Duvet and duvet cover. So you just take off the duvet cover and there you go.
A duvet is a comforter with a zip around outside part. So you can just take the zip around outside part off.
It's like, that sounds like it would just like get all crumpled up inside of it.
It does.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Well, no, they have little things to hook onto it. You're supposed to hook on the edges.
Trevor's face is like, nah, it doesn't work.
Okay, well.
fitted sheets stay on your bed, too, and don't like just become a bundled mess when you roll over once.
Right. It's, yeah. Yeah.
God damn it.
So anyway, leave it in the furniture mart.
So I leave it in the furniture mart and my car won't start.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ. When was this?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Which is a thing. My car does every now and then where it like it starts up and it won't stay running.
That's what my car started doing before I bought a new one.
Yeah. And it usually only lasts a couple hours and then it'll be fine again.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it. I get it going though. And then it starts running, which is really weird because it's never just started running while I was driving. And I go down to get a sandwich.
I mean, that's weird that your car wouldn't start running while you're driving.
I mean, if it does this...
So, no, I'm confused at what you mean, but I'm going with it.
So what my car has been doing, like once every few months, I'll start it up and it'll die unless I'm holding down the gas pedal. As long as I'm holding down the gas pedal and actively feeding it gas, it'll stay running.
Yeah.
But if I come to a stoplight, it dies.
Oh, yeah. Mine was doing that exact same thing.
Yeah. But this time... It started doing that, but I got to a stoplight and then it just kept running. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, well, that...
Magic!
That's weird. So I go and I go up to the street to the sandwich place to get a delicious sandwich for breakfast.
Which sandwich place?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's is okay.
Jersey Mike's is pretty good.
I like Firehouse more.
Yeah, but they
Firehouse
don't...
is always in weird, faraway places, though.
It's Jersey like Mike's a block is... from the Jersey Mike's you went to, so...
that's true. I like Firehouse subs a lot. I like their meatball sub a lot.
I've not tried that. I never try meatball subs because I'm always fucking disappointed with them.
Theirs is pretty good, but Jersey Mike's has this thing that's roast beef and bacon, and it's just my favorite sandwich right now.
Roast beef and bacon.
Firehouse has their fucking one that's... Shit, I can't remember the name of it now. It's like roast beef and...
Is there bacon?
No bacon. There's something else on it. I don't know. It's fucking delicious.
It's really the bacon that I'm after.
The place is good.
So I pull into the parking lot, and my engine is just spraying steam all over the fucking... It's just smoking like fucking crazy. Like, uh-oh, my car's on fire.
You know what your car's telling you? It wants to go to Greenland.
No.
It does.
I fixed it.
No, but
that's the end of the story. You're skipping ahead.
Nope.
So I get out. I'm like, I pop my hood. I'm like, oh, there's just some kind of a liquid all over everything under my hood. That's not supposed to fuck it. I'm going to go eat a sandwich. So I just went in to eat my sandwich.
I love that.
Come back out.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I know, but that's how I would respond. If Ben were with me, he'd be like, we got to fix it now.
Sandwich comes first. I needed the food. Then I'll handle whatever this situation is. This situation's not going anywhere.
I totally relate to this.
I come back out and there's just like a fucking puddle of shit underneath my car and flowing away. Yeah. Neon green puddle of goo.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Cool.
I'm like, well... That's not good, but I'm right across the street from work, so I'm going to go stick this in the work parking lot, leave it there, go to work, and worry about this some other time.
Some other time.
So I get back in my car, and I just fucking drive across the street, park at the end of the work parking lot, like all the way at the back in case I needed to be towed. I didn't want it to be a pain in the ass for the tow truck driver. Then went to work. Came back out, and I'm like, all right, what am I going to do about this? Got a gallon of water. Poured some water into the coolant tank and just started it up. Like, all right, where am I spraying fucking liquid all over from? Fortunately, it was just right across the top front of my engine. There's this little plastic pipe that just split right down the middle, just a thin little split. So it was just spraying out like a fucking sprinkler all over my engine. So I guess it was still keeping the engine cool because it was just spraying the coolant right onto it.
Well, that's not exactly how that works, but yes.
So it was doing its job.
It's not.
Did you get it fixed?
Yeah, the next day I fucking looked up the part on I had somebody drive me home and pick me up the next day. Then I had my buddy at work run to Advance Auto Parts and grab me the part while I was at work, and I put it in the parking lot at my break. My car's working is the point. Yeah. I fixed a car. I'm a man. I'm a man, Colin, who does work on his vehicle. Repaired my car.
Wow.
Like a man.
That's so impressive.
Manly man. Considering the first time I ever changed a tire, my dad didn't believe I did it on my own. So that was my week.
Nice. Sounds
narrowly avoiding having to spend fucking thousands of dollars on repairing plumbing related shit. Cause also my fucking, when we were tearing out my basement last weekend, my water meter started dripping. So I'm like,
oh, that's
it's raining and pouring for you, sir.
Yeah. So I was like, uh-oh. So I had to call Mud and they're like, well, if we have to replace it, it's $300.
Fuck them.
Sweet.
I mean, I don't really need this meter here. I could buy a fucking 2-foot length of pipe for like 50 cents and just bypass this meter entirely. So, yeah, sure. Charge me $300 because your equipment is fucked.
It's fucking bullshit.
Pissed me off. Anyway, turned out it was just they needed to replace a little gasket, so it didn't cost me nothing.
Nice.
I have someone who lives in Council Bluffs, and their sewage system, they had to replace all the pipes, and they had to pay for it.
Yep.
You have somebody?
I know somebody.
Oh, okay. I stole someone. Now she's got, now she has ownership of people? Yes. What is going on here? Wow. Mimsy's coming out as a racist.
Oh, shit.
But yes,
I was around my family last night, so I think I have to get a little bit out of my system. It
rubs off on you.
And yeah, all your utilities, you're responsible up to the street.
Yeah.
It's fucking my mom, her house, her water in like the water in.
Yeah.
Like this happened shortly after. Remember the 3 years ago or so, there was a fucking earthquake down in Oklahoma, and apparently we felt it up here.
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
I was asleep, so I don't remember it.
It woke me up.
Unfortunately, I wish I would. I want to feel a fucking earthquake. Anyway.
I thought it was when they were tearing out my creek, so I thought it was just the tractors outside of my house.
And I had just started dating Ben, and I thought it was Ben, like, having a seizure. Because the bed was, like, so loud. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, we are.
Yeah, I just right through it. Anyway. I'm pretty sure that's what caused this pipe to crack and fail finally.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was old, I'm sure.
Sure.
And it'd been dripping water outside. Like, there was always, like, a pool of water out by the sidewalk where it was leaking. And then one day I went over to my mom's after, you know, I was not living there or anything. And I went down to the basement to look for something. And I heard flowing water, like, down where the fucking water, like the meter is. I'm well, that's not good at all. And I shine a flashlight and there's like just a fucking hole where like all this fucking dirt, like just a subduction zone. And yeah, so she had to get all that replaced. It was like $5,000 because they had to come in with fucking backhoes and dig like a 10-foot hole in the yard. And
right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Super fun. And then they put the fucking water shutoff valve on the hill in the yard instead of, you know, not there. And didn't backfill the dirt. So it's like level with the ground.
Well, why would you do any of that?
I fucking don't know.
Sounds like it's stupid.
It seems like if you spend that much money, they put it back to the way it was.
That's another $5,000, buddy.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The doing the job right fee is double.
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. So, fun. Oh, also the thing about getting old.
Yeah.
Dory and I, when we went to Ace Hardware yesterday, mm-hmm. we're walking around and I was just like looking at shit because it's Ace Hardware. And I'm like,
Ace Hardware's a shit.
There's all sorts of neat stuff there. I was like,
it's great.
Oh, a bench grinder for $50. I kind of think I need a bench grinder.
Yeah,
and then like right next to it, there's something else. I thought, I think I need that thing. And Dory's like, you don't need any of this. You have a garage full of shit. I'm like, not these things.
No. Yeah.
Oh my God. This is the same argument Ben and I had, but somehow I always lose.
And that's the thing. And we're walking up. I'm like, I just sold a pair of speakers for like $1,500.
Yeah.
I need things.
I need tools.
Right. So I just stuff, really. Mm-hmm. That's all there is. And we're walking up to the front with the belt, and she was saying something. And the girl, the cashier, she's like, you two sound a lot like my parents. I'm like, I mean, and we're walking out. I'm like, you know, she said we sound like her parents. We're old. And Dory's like, hey, fuck that bitch.
That's funny.
Fuck.
Bullshit. I don't know anything about impulse control when buying stupid shit you don't actually need.
Yeah, right.
Right. So. Right.
Speaking of which, I solved your dice pouch problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem. You did.
I mean, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, because you were like, if you find anything like that, let me know.
No, I said specifically if you find a Crown Royal bag.
Nobody needs a Crown Royal bag.
I know a whole bunch of Crown Royal bags because they're using that shit for my brother's fucking wedding next week.
Oh, get me a Crown Royal bag.
I will.
Thank you.
That's
easy. This is going to be the trashiest fucking wedding ever. The open bar is going to be Busch Light and Bud Light and Jack Daniels and Crown.
I mean, that's all better than Pabst Blue Ribbon, but...
That's all garbage.
Yeah.
It is. Well, but yeah.
Jack's all right.
They're my family's trash.
Jack is not all right.
Jack's fine.
Horrible.
Jack is stupid.
Jack's fine.
Jack is bad. Crown Royal is bad. Fucking cheap whiskeys.
I've never had Crown.
It's not good.
That's fair.
It's... just not good. Are they going to do Crown Royal Apple?
No, like I think it's just no. Flavored no, Crown Royal? My mom is partially picky. This my mom is like the most basic, stupid person I know.
I hope she doesn't listen.
No, she probably would enjoy this because it's like, oh, look, it's my opinions. But
wow,
jeez, what are you saying about us?
No shit.
You clearly feel strongly about her.
She hated you.
Oh, right, she did.
Why?
Because I'm a libertarian, which means I'm an atheist.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, yeah, no, like the most basic, shitty crap ever. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So I won't be drinking for this wedding either. And it's going to be all country music.
That sounds like a fucking place to kill yourself at.
It's in Wichita, Kansas. There's no actual, like, it's in a small town in near Wichita, Kansas, actually. It's
going to
be great.
So you're going to Wichita? Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
All right. It's the line from the song. Don't look at me like I'm the idiot, because you don't know any music.
Colin. I mean, I know the White Stripes.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Bring me a Crown Royal bag. What were you saying about a bag since you solved this problem that I don't actually have?
Well, then fine. You don't have a problem. Fuck you.
Yeah, but I still
want to hear the end of the story. Nope. Okay, nope. Good. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Go fuck your face.
How far are we in?
37 minutes.
Enough. Oh, okay. We're in enough.
I was like, we haven't even talked about the thing I came out and talk about.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's fine. We're just we're doing a thing.
Are you actually going to finish this story or should she start her rant?
What story?
About whatever you found for bags for dice.
Oh, no. I don't care about you.
Okay. Then tell your Mimsy came in to talk about a specific topic.
I don't know. What was it a few weeks ago? You were reading that stupid article on polyamory.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, the best part of polyamory is when everyone breaks up.
Yes.
Fuck those people.
They're the worst.
Do you guys know anyone that's into this shit?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know anybody outside of this room, really, so.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that are into it.
Are they like actually into it, or was it a case of they broke up and are with a different person?
No, they're into it, and I don't get it.
What was it? Well, I was thinking about like who's one you can relate to. One is your misogyny in your mailbox, dude.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Remember that?
That makes a lot of sense.
Remember that from all the way back?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that dude's just a cuck.
Nice.
He's such a cuck. Well, what's hard is okay. So the two that I think of most often when it comes to this are. Couples that got married when they were in high school, which is your immediate like,
well, that's
idiot alert. I mean, you don't know each other. You're babies, and you're gonna grow, and you're gonna change.
You don't know yourself in high school.
Just people who get married. Idiot alert.
Well, look, that's a whole nother agreement.
Anyway, so when this all started, they're the first couple that I ever knew. Can I use these fucking people's names?
Nobody knows them.
Does anyone care? Okay.
Are they going to listen?
So what if they do?
are they you or Eileen? Then they're not listening.
So misogyny is Zach and his wife Maggie were the first like couple that were like, oh, we're into this. And it was like after I'd known them for like months, we had played board games together. We'd go to Spielbound and do trivia because it's like they're young. They were like similar mind, both atheists. That's basically what we had in common. We were all atheists. Anyway, randomly, he sends me a message like, my wife and I are in an open relationship. You want to go on a date? Like, fuck, no. And by then, the wife had, like, basically, it turns out they went through, we had this gaming group, and they had just circled around the gaming group asking people to go out with them.
So she'd fucked everybody in the gaming group, and he was still working on trying to get anybody to...
Yes, anybody. I know, that's what I came down to. I'm like, well, man, you guys are desperate. So she had tried to get to a mutual friend's pants, and he got awkward with it. So that didn't work out. And there's all these other people that she was just fucking. And so, yeah, that was that. He was a creep. He basically, any woman that walked by... They're like, we want to fuck you. We want to fuck you. We want to fuck you. And then she became kind of slutty. Like, I'm sure you two would be kind of into it. But she was, like, wearing all these, like, super out there clothes. And she's, like, all... Like, she wanted people...
Right.
I'm into it. You're right.
She, like, was all over guys. She's, like, super duper...
Just rubbing it in his face.
Rubbing it in his face.
But actually not rubbing anything in his face.
Probably not.
The next revelation it has, these two groups that I am thinking of, both the men became bi. So they're so desperate they're willing to go for a guy.
What's amazing about it, like either these dudes are complete chuds.
The other one, the guy is actually kind of good looking. I mean, he's just creepy.
Hmm. I suppose.
I mean, he's got that male feminist vibe, so...
No. Oh. Okay, so the other one...
The most liberal person I know reacts like that when you say male feminist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Did I ever tell you about the guy that cried because we were watching women's soccer together? He's like, you have to deal with so much. I'm like, yes.
Jesus, fuck.
I do.
You should give me money.
I am so suppressed. Yeah. I am a female-oriented job where I've got no opportunities. Anyway, so the other one is Jared and Amanda. Okay, so Zach and Maggie are still somehow together. I don't think they're, like, actually really together. I think they just benefit from each other.
Well, right.
Because they moved to Europe. But then he moved to, like, a whole different part of Europe, and she was in a different part of Europe. Like, they weren't even in the same place.
Actually, you know what? That probably makes for a much more successful marriage, not being anywhere near your significant other.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to live in different countries and be free to fuck whoever we want.
Yeah.
This is the best marriage ever.
Yes. Like, there's a side thing. There's a podcast I listen to. One of the hosts is John C. Dvorak. And he lives in Berkeley, and his wife lives in Washington State.
Nice.
And they've been married for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
But like after the first 15, you're like, okay.
My grandparents...
We love each other, but bye.
Who I bought this house from. Since they weren't, you know, rich and couldn't afford to live in different cities or anything, her bedroom is what is my bedroom, and his bedroom is the farthest bottom corner of the basement. So they slept as far apart as they could possibly get in this house.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah, I get that, too.
Yeah. Is that not the signs of a successful marriage? Because they were married until...
They didn't leave
forever.
Each other.
They were married forever.
Till death do them part.
Death did them part. Yeah. They fucking figured out a way to make it work.
So, Amanda and Jared. Jared is, like, the creepiest motherfucker that I somehow keep running into. He works for the same place I work for.
Oh, fun.
Yep, I have coworkers who know of him because they were in the same, like, grad class together. And I would say, oh, so you know so-and-so or Jared. And they're like, oh, you know him too? I'm like, yeah. Well, and so his story was, so he was married to Amanda. They were married in high school. And he was doing the same thing where he's trolling around trying to find a fucking person to fuck.
Yeah.
And no one was into it. And she was doing okay.
Of course.
And,
imagine that.
It's
so weird that women just can throw it around and get whatever they want out of it.
Yeah, who's the oppressed one here?
Right.
These are both okay.
We deserve that fucking however many cents on the dollar more.
No shit, man. We need that money to buy sex.
That 23 cents on the dollar more.
That's funny. Anyway, so about a month before I met Ben, I was just trolling around OkCupid. I was like not really looking to actually meet anybody, but he found me. That's usually how that works. Well, see, we're fucking friends on Facebook. He sees me all the time, but he messages me on OkCupid to be like, we should go on a date. I'm like, no, I'm not really interested. And he wouldn't leave me alone. So he's like, Zach at least was like, okay, and respected it. He was like not leaving it be. He kept messaging me, kept saying, hey, like we should go out. Why don't you want to go out? And like, he was like, then why don't you want me? I'm like, because of that. That's gross.
Yeah.
So I got him off my back, and a month later, I'm going to meet Ben. Okay. And I met Ben at a friend's birthday party. So it was with a group of people. I'd be like, okay, if something weird were to happen, I'd have witnesses. I'd have people to run to.
Right.
Except for Jared was fucking there.
Oh.
Yeah. So after like recently telling him I'm not interested, and he overheard me saying I was meeting someone that night. Yeah. And he got all of a sudden super close to me. And super in my face. Not like, why, but just like asking me all about it. Who are you dating? What's going on? What are you going to do? Are you so excited, girl?
Goddamn business.
And I was like, girl, are you so excited? And like the most embarrassing night of our part of my first date with Ben was.
Some other dude trying to cock block you?
Fuck.
Yeah, so he met, where's 1918? Is that one of those? Yeah, we went there. I hated it. So Ben, we were on the roof, and I told Ben to meet me up there. We like saw each other, made sure we had good vibes. And Jared worked his little fucking way over to us. He's like, "Girl, he's cute." He's like, "Ben's like right there," and I'm like, "Great." You know, I'm trying to not be like, "Get the fuck out of my face." And as I'm leaving with Ben, because we're like, well, "Let's go somewhere else." He starts screaming on the top of his lungs, "You go, girl!" And I'm like, oh my God. It was cringe.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
And I always laugh at Ben. I'm like, hey, Ben, do you remember the "You go, girl" guy? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, look at this asshole right now. He one time, like, dressed himself up to look like Colin McGregor.
Okay.
The UFC. Yeah, he looked like a total douche.
Oh, Conor McGregor.
Connor, what did
I say? I knew what she was talking about.
Anyway. Weird. Yeah, so he, like, it's like he was bi but was trying to sound gay. He's cute, girl. Wow. Yes, I totally want to fuck you right now. Yeah, this is just
maybe you were going to invite, maybe like if things went anywhere, you'd invite him along. Oh my God, that's along. What
he, yeah.
Well, then I have to laugh because,
those,
you know,
people are all gross. Are they all sticky? I imagine that they're all really sticky.
Just to be shake their hand, you gotta like fucking go. Yeah,
probably.
You got the weird.
What? There's so many. I know too many of these people. One of them was on Kenny's Facebook recently.
This is.
Did he delete Facebook?
Kenny?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
He deleted that one that he
did.
Created.
He block me then? Because
maybe
I haven't seen him on there in a while.
I don't
like,
know,
like a while being like a day, because he has kind of taken a.
I checked yesterday and it just.
Yep, it looks like it got deleted. No, never mind. I still have him.
I don't know.
It's being weird. I think he probably got banned again.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, he's been kind of going up and down with social media. It sounds like he was on his phone. The whole time we were at, and it was like. He wanted to keep talking about all these people on OkCupid, which is funny to a point. And then he's mad.
Fucking old. I know.
This is all in jest. I'm sure he's going to listen to this and get pissed off, but he's mad at all these people that he's finding on OkCupid. I'm like, well, yeah, but you're searching for them.
Yeah. If you put in the search fucking terms, let me find the worst.
Not just that, but like.
Filter by bisexual atheist blue hair.
Well, no, the thing I was telling him, he's like, I was like, you're filtering through for fucking atheists.
Yeah.
What do you think 99% of the atheists are going to be like?
Yeah.
Exactly everything you fucking hate.
Kenny, what we're telling you is you need to find Jesus, buddy.
Right. Just accept that some people might believe in Jesus and deal with it.
No, I've solved his problem. Just, we started out joking, but now I'm dead serious. Start going to church.
And find some wholesome women. You'll meet some
nice girls at church.
No, because he posted a fucking profile of a gal who had kids. It said she was like 36. She's like, well, she's lying about that. And Jesus. I was like, she seems like an okay person.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, there's the person from Oregon, the one that was like, look, someone normal. I'm like, why post as if she's in Oregon?
Wow.
I think he ran out of people locally to make fun of.
Anyway, so one, the pink-haired lady that he posted, she was someone that I didn't personally, but I watched her, like, be a predator towards, like, guys. She's married with a kid. She's, like, her face, she's got one of those people that's really, really huge, like, not that I can talk, but, like, twice as big as me, yeah. Maybe three times as big as me, but she's got the really skinny face.
Mm.
And I'm like, how in the hell are you this big down here, but not having, a giant gullet right here?
I one time, so back before I met Doria, well, not met her, I've known her for long. Back before I started dating Doria, I was using, Tinder.
Yeah.
And there was, it was fucking a goddamn tire fire with horses thrown in it. It's terrible. Some gal on there who had really big cans was hitting on me, and she's talking to me. I was like, she seems all right. And then she's like, I'm married, by the way. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm out. Oh, it's okay. You just have to meet him. I'm like, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, that's not at all awkward.
That's what's weird to me. Okay, so let me back to this one chick. I had a friend who was super single, super monogamous, and he would get so depressed. He's like, I want to have a girlfriend really badly. And he really was trying to work on himself. And like, he needed to work on his fashion and smoke less. That was, do you remember Trevor too?
Yes. Yes, Trevor I do. Too. Okay.
He was a nice guy. He was just kind of to himself, didn't dress. He wore really huge clothes for his size. He was kind of skinny. Anyway, she was super into him, and people kept pressuring him to date her, and he got so pissed off. He's like, the only people into me are married people, and I'm just not into it. I'm like, I know, that's depressing.
Yeah.
But welcome to it. So back to Maggie, there was someone who dated her forever. It was one of my friends who morphs into whoever
he's around.
Yeah. So Maggie and Zach are pretend soccer fans, and they were pretend Sporting Kansas City fans. And like, they didn't even buy, like, they just were like, oh, we're gonna go watch it at the bar.
Listen to all this gatekeeping. Jesus.
What? I don't know what that
why means. Are soccer teams backwards?
Yeah, why are soccer teams backwards?
What do you mean backwards?
I mean,
isn't the Kansas City Sporting?
You have the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Sporting Kansas City. Also, why are all their fucking names so dumb? Sporting? Like, yeah, we get it. It's a sport. Yeah,
it's a dumb team. It's okay. They get a dumb name because they're a dumb team.
I mean, there's some other team in, like, Seattle that's really terrible, too.
Fine, there's... Anyway, so they're, like mildly fans. And then this guy, Dayton Maggie, literally bought, like, $200 worth of clothes to go to one game. Like, I'm talking a Jesus. Kid, a scarf. Like, I remember him posting all this shit. He guys like, I'm going to my first soccer match in Sporting Kansas City. I'm like, the fuck? He hasn't talked about it since they broke up. And he's, like, got nothing to do with them. Like, how did that work for you? Fucking idiot.
Imagine spending money on soccer paraphernalia.
Imagine spending money on soccer paraphernalia for somebody else's wife.
No, just for...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm like. What's your goal here? What's the end? What's the point? Why are you dating someone that's married? You're not going to marry them. You legally can't.
Well, maybe they'll move to Utah.
That's not legal there.
Oh.
That's like...
That was their only hope.
Yeah. I don't get it. And I've... So I got a buddy, he's an online friend who's into that, and I've talked to him about it in the past. He's like, oh, you just, you know, don't understand it. But like, he dates people, like just one person, but apparently they're just like, they got other people they fuck around with, but they don't like talk about them as their primaries.
No.
It's just like,
And see, I don't care. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I know someone who's like that, and they're very open, and it's not that I'm wanting to cheat on you situation. It's like a genuinely like...
It's like you got moons orbiting you. And those, yeah. But those moons are other people that you like you know.
You know who else was polyamorous?
Who?
Roman Polanski.
I thought he was just a pedophile.
Also that. I'm saying they're the same thing.
Isn't that the dude from that movie?
Yeah.
He made lots of movies. Roman Polanski.
Oh, no. Okay, I didn't know any of the backstory of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm.
Oh.
That's where that name's from.
Yes, because Roman Polanski's wife was the one murdered by...
Yes.
The Manson family.
Manson family. Yes. While he was over in Europe fucking underage girls.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay, that makes sense. Now I know. Well, in the movie, he was home.
No, he was...
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He came down.
And no,
he was
that like, wasn't him.
No, that's her other... That's her ex-boyfriend who's living
like,
with.
Yeah, who's, like, madly in love with her.
The hairdresser.
Oh. Yeah.
I've listened
you
to...
You could tell I was paying super...
I haven't seen that movie. I listened to this fucking in-depth podcast, storytelling podcast about the Manson murders this past week because I knew nothing about the Manson murders.
It was a good fascinating movie. Well, yeah, now I want to know more about it because I thought he was a serial killer. I thought he went around and killed people. So, but no, he had people killing for him.
Yeah, and it was... It all just kind of spun out of control. So he didn't kill anybody for a long time. And then some shit happened, and he basically tricked this this black drug dealer out of a shit ton of drugs and then didn't pay him. And then that dude called him and said he was going to have the Black Panthers burn their compound down. So he went down and shot that guy and then murdered all the other people to try to... Then somebody else got killed, and he murdered... Basically, all the other murders were to try to fucking get this guy who killed the first person out of prison by making it seem like somebody else was out doing that first murder. Mm. That's why they wrote all the crazy shit on the walls at the other ones, because they were trying to make it look like the Black Panthers were doing all the murders. Because they were trying to start a race war.
Charles Manson's the best.
But there's a podcast called You Must Remember This, Charles Manson.
Did you catch
Hollywood,
that? Charles Manson's the best. Joking. This is a very revealing podcast. Yeah. We're learning so much about Mimsy today.
You know what's weird about Charles Manson?
What?
Like, he sounds, when you listen to him talk, he sounds just like every other meth head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would anybody listen to this for more than 30 seconds willingly? You're just another fucking meth head.
Because back then, everyone was into that.
They're also all really, really high.
I was like, I mean, that had to been, like, wasn't that the time of LSD, like, being real big? And
well, that was most of his thing was, like, he kept all of his girls, like, just fucking full of acid all the time. Like, part of their nightly meal was a fucking tab of acid, so.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, listen to that. Fucking, you must remember this, Charles Manson's Hollywood. It's on all the podcasts. It's like fucking 12 episodes, and it's just all about everything going on in Hollywood and Charles Manson in real detail, and it's fascinating.
I want.
You got anything else?
No, not really.
You got anything else? I'm going to read our email. We have an email this week. You can send emails to theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Be like me.
Remember when we used to get emails from multiple people?
Yeah. Well, I think your brother stopped writing emails because I kept yelling at him because they were just pictures and walls of text.
Yeah, but somebody was writing emails.
I don't know why your sister stopped writing.
Oh, she's probably busy. That South Dakota trip looked fun for them.
Yeah.
They did more than what we did.
All right, our one email is from Mimsy. She says, hi, with a lot of eyes. Wow, that audio quality. I don't know what you mean. Oh, never mind. It was my amazing Android phone. Yes, it was. It was all your stupid phone. There was nothing wrong with the audio. Your phone sucks. Pathfinder seems fun. Have fun. I hope it will be. It should be. I just spent... we went to the toy store yesterday.
Friday.
Why did we even go? What did we need? You needed paint?
I wanted the handle.
Oh, you wanted the paint handle. And then...
Because using a plastic shot glass that was cracked in half wasn't doing it. No.
I get it. And there's up on the shelf, there's this like fucking, I don't know, what is it? Not quite a foot tall Kraken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, that's pretty neat. And it was only $35, which is insanely cheap for a miniature that size.
Yeah, for what it is.
And then Colin's like, he got right up in my fucking earballs, and he's like, you should buy it, you should buy it. Hey, you should buy that. You should, you should buy it.
Sounds like something you would do.
So I bought it.
Then he was all mad on the drive home.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe you made me do that.
I can't believe you made me spend $35 on a miniature.
And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, it's easily worth 70.
I mean, it probably is.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a good thing that you have it.
I don't know why I emailed in. LOL. That's our email.
Wow.
Well, because I'm here. Hi.
This is...
I basically listen to your email. I listen to your podcast while I'm driving. I stop at all the stoplights, and that's why there's errors, because I'm like typing as quickly as I can in response to some things.
I kind of encourage typing and driving, so fuck it. Never mind. I was going to say we don't encourage texting and driving.
I'm not texting and driving. I'm texting and waiting for a stoplight. Put your phone away,
but like I do it constantly, so I can't say too much.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. This was one of my favorite episodes ever, because making fun of polyamorous people is only second to making fun of flat earthers for me.
Just call it cheating. Just to call it what it is. You're fucking cheating on your spouse.
But they tell them about it and they're totally into it.
Did I ever tell? Okay.
I'm sure there are people who are.
I'm sure there are a couple.
Because you have like, you say you got a couple who are mutually attractive.
Right.
Like both good looking dudes got a, you know, 9-inch dong.
Or a hot chick and a rich guy.
Or that.
I get it. But when you're like a mildly to decently good looking chick in some fucking
Doesn't even have to be that. It's just got to be a girl.
When you're a girl who wants to fuck around and a male feminist.
I did have a friend who was dating someone and she cheated on him and then later was like, well, I want to be in an open relationship. I'm like,
you can't do it afterwards.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Leave her
that
happens ass. A lot. Anyway.
I'd imagine that's how it usually happens.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Anyway, anything else?
One last thing.
Okay.
So last night, before I fixed my washing machine, my little sister's getting married, and they had a bachelor/bachelorette party.
Ooh.
You know what? You'd have probably enjoyed it.
Were there strippers?
No.
Then it wasn't either of those.
They watched bad horror movies.
I mean, that sounds like a good Halloween party.
But you see a stripper there.
I mean, they're everything that they're doing for the wedding is going to be kind of Halloween themed anyway.
Of course.
Even though it's in September. But yeah, it's just Eileen bought a garbage bag, like a big garbage bag filled with popcorn.
Gross.
I mean,
plus Eileen, she's great.
I don't like popcorn at all.
I mean, a lot of people love popcorn though.
Yeah, well, those people are communists.
That's pretty cool though. Yeah, they had a blanket for it.
You know what you should have put in that blanket?
I've done those parties. We called it an orgy party because that's what it seemed like they were trying to insinuate.
It is. There was no orgies because most of the people were related. Yeah, no, that's okay, gross. Well, it's not Pornhub.
Yeah. Who wincest?
There should have been a stripper pole in the middle of the fort. That's all I'm saying.
So do they have a joint bachelor-bachelorette party? Is that how? Oh, yeah, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Right. At a party. I mean, I don't...
You can have two strippers, so they can each have their own kind of stripper, but you gotta have strippers.
You don't.
Then it's not a bachelor
You got
party.
A weird thing. I don't get, like, I've never gotten the whole stripper thing.
It's just a rule to a bad... If you're getting married, if you're already doing the dumb thing of getting married...
You are the fucking one person who hates rules in general. And you're like, oh, this one, though, has to be followed.
Right.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Ben was so pissed off my brother didn't have a stripper at his. I'm like,
monogamy and strippers. Your brother seems like exactly the person who would have a stripper at his.
Oh, no, but he's super Christian.
Yeah, that's why they do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
My mom and dad would have checked in on them, too. My mom was, like, making my dad babysit because they were going to shoot guns. Fuck. And my mom's like, you need to go watch them. I'm like, ugh.
I'm sure I can ask.